This is Kerry Williams, and welcome to today's Picture Parenting Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the importance of showing mercy to our children. We've discussed on this podcast, and anyone who's trying to parent based upon the principles put forth in the scriptures knows that discipline is vitally important. It tells us that God, He chastises us just like a father should chastise or should punish his children to train them. And in that, we know that the scriptures are abundant. I mean, when you look back through, especially Proverbs, it's going to have so much information about discipline. And that discipline is stern discipline. I mean, it even talks about physical discipline in regard to what we would call spanking. The Bible uses other terminology at times, but it's talking about physical discipline. Of course, there would be other types of discipline that we could engage in. But when we talk about the idea of discipline, it needs to be balanced by an equal principle of mercy. God is our ultimate example. We try to parent based upon what we see from Him. He loves us as His children. He is always faithful, always dependable. He has expectations, and He molds us into the people that we should be if we conform to His will. And we're trying to do the same thing with our kids. And as we do, though, it's important that we implement and try to pattern ourselves after every aspect of God's character as our Father. The Bible talks about His mercy in no less than 20 different passages. And we see in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12, "Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers." Part of that covenant, part of that relationship that is listed directly by God there, is the extension of his mercy. One of my favorites in regard to this is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, where it says, "I will be his father, and he shall be my son." So the relationship being described is that of parent and child, father and son. "I will not take away my mercy away from him, so as I took it from him who was before you." So he's talking about that mercy is an inherent part of that relationship, that perfect father-son, parent-child relationship. When we think about mercy, it's difficult to know how to implement it because children are master manipulators. My kids would always, I mean, if they thought they could get mercy, they were quick to "I'm so sorry, Daddy," or to try to do something. I mean, it wouldn't be uncommon for the kids to be sent to their room, and they know that maybe a spanking's coming, and then by the time you get back there, the room is cleaned, and "I'm just so sorry, Daddy, I wanted to show." But what can't be allowed to happen is for them to manipulate their way out of punishment. That's not mercy. And so what we tried to do is, and this is kind of the stuff of legend in our family because it's still talked about all these many, many years later with our adult children. But when our little girls were little, they would get in trouble and they'd get spankings and they'd get disciplined. But then there were times when they knew that that discipline was coming. But yet I sat them down, I looked them in the eye and I said, "Honey, you know that you deserve a spanking or you deserve to have this particular toy taken away from you," or whatever method of discipline we were going to employ. And they would say, "I know." And usually it was through a lot of tears and all of that. And I said, "Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to extend mercy. You know you should be getting in trouble. But I love you. And I'm not saying that what you did was right. It deserves punishment. But I'm going to extend mercy to you. And it doesn't mean that you won't be disciplined for this in the future. And this is not something you can use to say, well, Daddy, you gave me mercy. You got to give me mercy every time." There's no expectation, because what is expected, what is deserved, what you've earned is your punishment. Mercy is when I choose as the authority not to enact the punishment, which is what you've deserved, which is what should be coming. And it's the reason it's so remembered in our family is our girls were little at the time, and you know, their vocabulary didn't always express things perfectly. And there were times when they would get in trouble after that, and they'd say, "Daddy, call me Mercy, call me Mercy." And so that's how they expressed it, call me Mercy. And sometimes we did, but we didn't allow that to manipulate our decision. Because if you allow your kids to become a manipulator, you allow your kids to simply use your soft heart and your desire for them to be vindicated from what they've done and what needs to be corrected, if you allow them to play on our emotions and to just kind of orchestrate the result that they want, well, that's not healthy at all. But at times, to show mercy is truly godly. It's truly godly. In Nehemiah 9:32, it says, "Now therefore our God, the great, the mighty, and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem small before you that has come upon you, our kings and our princes, our priests and our prophets, our fathers, and on your people from the day of the king of Assyria until now." And there, as in so many other passages, God is reminding them of his covenant, giving them faith, giving them hope, and it's rooted in his promises and in his mercy. You see, because it all comes back to this. Our kids need to know when we do discipline them that we're doing that because we love them. It's not because we're angry. In fact, you should never discipline your kids when you're angry. It's not because we just want to show them or to you know, inflict punishment on them because they've so frustrated us. No, discipline is because we love them. Likewise, mercy is because we love them. That's that idea of covenant, that mom and dad are dependable sources of love. They will always be there for me. They will always love me unconditionally. That's what we see from our God all throughout the scriptures, Old and New Testament, that he was a God who loved us unconditionally, so much so that he gave his only son to a world that wouldn't receive him, would reject him, and ultimately crucify him. But God is filled with unconditional love. Now, that doesn't mean that we accept everything our kids do. It doesn't mean we tolerate everything our kids do. That's what the world would define as love. No, love is always putting them above ourselves. Unconditional love is always loving them, always looking out for their best interest, sometimes whether they like it or not, but it's dependable, like a covenant. And that dependability has to have firm discipline, but it also has to be coupled with the power of mercy. I hope you have a great day in the Lord and that you can exercise mercy and discipline in balance with your children and express to them that dependable, unconditional love. God bless. We'll see you here next time. We'll be right back.